Right now, it's going to be kind of fun to bring in Bob Green, who is live in the studio this morning. We always ask our guests to call in because it's always a 20-minute ride here for a 9 to 10-minute interview and then a 20-minute ride home. But this man definitely knows how to drive and loves to drive. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Thank you, Marshall.
Yeah, Bob and I go way back, for you people that don't know, back to high school. Not as classmates, but he was a teacher.
Yep, I remember you in class.
Yeah, but you were one of the young teachers. You, Bob Gambino, there was a whole bunch. Bob Gutzman, you were all real young at the time. Ron Dower.
Yeah, I was directly out of college and started teaching. So I might have been, I don't know if you were a freshman or sophomore, but you might have been just a couple of years older.
I was the class of 71, so that means I was there from 67 to 71.
Yep, and I started in 69.
So there you go. Yeah. Hey, so you started the year my brother Mark graduated.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, anyways, we all know that Bob operates Survive the Drive, survivethedrive.org on the web. We all know that Bob also goes out and speaks to literally thousands of students a year and also really have reached out with your defensive driving programs as well.
Yep, we run a defensive driving program, and Lime Rock Park has an ideal location for us to do driving exercises that kind of simulate emergencies. So most people have no idea what it's going to be like in an emergency because it is an emergency. But by simulating some emergencies, we can get people to hone up their idea of what they can do. Perhaps if somebody pulls out in front of them, they got to miss them. And sometimes you put the brakes on, and sometimes you go around them. But so many times people crash. And, you know, the idea of crashing is most people think it ain't going to happen to them. You know, it just ain't going to happen. And I use ain't all the time there because that's the vernacular. But, you know, car crashes are the leading cause of violence on the planet. And that's a big statement. And, you know, we have about 7 million crashes a year in this country. 7 million, 10 years later, that's 70 million. And of course, time goes on. And so we're not eliminating crashes. Even technology has some shortcomings in trying to eliminate crashes.
Well, yeah, are one of the cats in there with you?
Yeah, very friendly.
It's got to be AM. If you, be careful, you'll be petting AM, and all of a sudden, this shark comes out of him. So.
Okay.
All right. So now, when is your next defensive driving program?
Actually, next month on the 28th. That's a Friday, and it's for all ages. We've had people from, from teenagers up to, senior citizens. Take the program because everybody's subject to the same conditions on the highway.
All right, and explain what these courses are, that like the one that is coming up, what it entails and what people do in those.
Well, we have, like I said, we have emergency simulations, and there's a skid pad there, and we wet it down.
But they're actually they're in real cars.
They're in their own cars.
Yeah,
they're in their own cars. But as we go around this skid pad, it's a perfect circle, and we get going a little faster, and there are lane lines, and even with the stability control and the electronics in a car, at a certain speed, the car goes, let's say, over the line, which would be off the road, okay? So that's why there are bent guardrails on the off-ramps, because people go into, a curve, perhaps too fast, maybe it's slippery, and they wind up, damaging the car. Now, I don't really care about damaging the car much. I'm more interested in what happens to the people. And so that's why we call it Survive the Drive.
Now, is there any, I would figure, John Fitch, of course, when you still drive on the highways today, you still see the incredible Fitch barriers, which he invented and perfected. And I'll never forget in a video, he got in an old car and did the demonstration himself right into it. Did that have any impact on you, and also because you also became involved in racing, to do this program like this?
Well, John, he saved a lot of lives. And, there was a lot of controversy about, some of the cars that he worked on and the Ralph Nader thing. But in between he and Ralph Nader, they were forerunners of the whole traffic safety program, yeah. which became a federal agency. Also, a fellow named Ed Fales that lived in Falls Village. He was on a national board for traffic safety, and he wrote a book called The Expert Driver. And I have a copy of that book. He wrote it back in the 60s. The idea of that people can protect themselves, I found out that it's actually more difficult, and you have to go through more certification and training to be a barber than to drive a car. And seldom do barbers hurt people, but people get hurt in cars, and the 7 million crashes, a lot of people make it into the hospital. And people get killed.
People have to train to get a fishing license. They have to train to get a hunting license. They need it. But when it comes really, honest to gosh, to really staying on top of being a good driver, it's left up to people like you and Survive the Drive, because after a person gets their license, basically the ball is dropped.
Well, they have their license until their kids take their keys away.
Ball is dropped. Yeah. And really the only thing that prevents you from getting a license at that point, sooner or later, will be your eyesight.
Well, perhaps, yeah. And, of course, medical conditions. Yeah. But, we retain our license for almost a lifetime. And during that time, every week somebody has somebody pull out in front of them, and we don't live in an urban or suburban area where the congestion is much greater. And driving a car is actually the most social activity we have, because we're constantly there, but we're not really associating with people. We're in conjunction with them, and hopefully everybody's following the same rules. That's why the laws are out there. But I don't capitalize on talking about the laws. I talk about personal behavior, rather than turn the kids off in the high school. And we're doing a lot of library programs now too. I concentrate on science and behavior. Science.
I was going to say science and physics. What a car crushing can do to you. It seems nowadays, if you drive on the highways. I drive to New York once a week. It's what you see is absolutely amazing. People think, police no longer pull over on major highways. People that are going, if it's a 65 mile an hour and you're going 70, 75, they don't pull you over. What they pull over are the idiots that are doing 75 miles an hour and crossing three and four lanes and actually endangering everybody else on the road.
Oh, yeah. And just to get a few seconds further ahead. If you drive 5 miles an hour faster for 20 minutes, you get there 3 minutes sooner. And those 3 minutes, what's that get you? An extra cup of coffee.
Well, once again, Bob is going to be holding a defensive driver training behind the wheel at Lime Rock on the 28th. Now, there's a session that runs from 8 till noon and then from 1 till 5, right?
Yep.
And if you want more information, it's very simple, survivethedrive.org. Mm-hmm. Click on the calendar. And it not only gives you the defensive driver training, but it also shows, and this is what I'm really impressed, because I remember when I first started talking to you, there were a lot of schools on your agenda, but I'm looking at your speaker presentations. You'll be in Cold Spring, New York on May 31st. You'll be at the Bentley Memorial Library on June 18th, Norwalk Public Library on June 25th, Rocky Hill, Connecticut. You're going to Norwalk, Connecticut. I think it's great that all these different organizations that are sponsoring you to go into these places.
Yep, and we also have a sponsor with the Auto Body Association of Connecticut. They make money from repairing cars, but they really don't want to see anybody hurt or killed. So they're our major sponsor for many of these programs in Connecticut. Out-of-state programs, we kind of have to dig the dirt to get the sponsorships from local sources there. Yeah.
Well, I just hope more people from Massachusetts attend your programs, because I'm sorry. With Massachusetts, New York, and Connecticut. New York drivers, the closer you get to the city, are crazy, but Mass drivers are just plain bad.
Well, if you're driving at 684 into the city, the fast lane is running at 80.
Oh, it's amazing. The minute you come out of the city, going down, it's a little less, but coming out of the city, the minute you get onto 684, it's 80 to 85.
Yeah, easy.
It's 80 to 85. Easy. It's unbelievable.
And people are jockeying for positions there. Yeah,
just absolutely unbelievable. Well, once again, behind the wheel, defensive driver training, Survive the Drive, Lime Rock Park. And folks, you can do this, and you'll be better off for it. And it's a great gift for a brother, a sister, your mom or dad, or conversely, mom and dad and grandparents. It's a great gift for your kids and also your grandkids.
Yep, exactly. It affects everybody. We're all driving, you know. I mean, the population of the country, everybody drives a couple times a day.
Well, once again, survivethedrive.org is the website. Anything else you want to wrap up with?
Sounds good. I'd be happy to have you there. You coming?
Let's see here. What day is that? June 28th?
June 28th.
You know, I probably should come because I'm 66, and even though I consider myself a good driver, and I have not been in, I can name one accident that I was in that a person hit me, but I've had my moments out there as well.
Well, I don't call them accidents; I call them crashes.
Crashes. Because, that's right.
I know that if you hit your thumb with a hammer, it's not an accident; it's really poor hammering.
Well, that's exactly right. And I've had some moments of poor hammering on the roads.
Okay.
Bob, it's always great to see you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marshall.
All right.
We'll see you.
All right. Bob Green, survivethedrive.org for more information.